Do you remember a doll called Betsy Wetsy? Baby boomers likely do. She lived up to her name, by the way. Then in the 1970s, Gen Xers played with a similar doll that's still around today.
Here comes the pee-pee. Can you help me go potty?
New baby alive, potty dance baby.
Hurry, hurry.
Toys with these special talents have become a bona fide trend. NPR's Netta Ulaby has the scoop.
Toys that pee and poop are everywhere. No one knows that better than Sarah Reynolds of Denver, Colorado, and her three small sons, all under the age of 10.
This is a poop cheat.
This is a poop cheat.
My boys.
This is for duty.
Duty is a genre in the toy industry today, whether it's a plastic bathtub toy or inside a cute stuffed puppy.
Just hug it on the belly.
Well, it's a little stuffed animal, and then
you hug it on the belly.
And then the poop comes out the bottom.
Like the poop.
And why do you like these toys?
Because poop is stinky, gross, smooshy, stinky.
And gross. Ubiquitous. Right now, your holiday gift list might, or might never, include pooping unicorns.
Poopsie surprise unicorns really poop unicorn slime.
Or the gotta go flamingo.
He eats, and he poops.
Or the plastic dinosaur made by Hot Wheels that gobbles up little cars.
It pooped him out.
All this is totally normal and developmentally healthy, says Susan Livingston. She teaches ceramics to little kids, and she's learned to start their education in clay like this.
We all know this looks like poop. Let's get it out of our systems now. You roll these coils.
Tweaking what's acceptable is thrilling, and not just for kids, says Livingston. She's also an academic who studies visual culture.
You know, we like a little bit of transgression.
Mary Higby agrees. She directs marketing for Goliath Games.
It's a very light taboo.
And a lucrative one for Higby's company, which makes a hit toy called Doggy Do.
It's the Doggy Do game! Let's play Doggy Do!
Some people would rather play anything but, and might wonder why this toy has sold more than 5 million units worldwide. Higby points to the game's pro-social messages.
Because you have to clean up after the dog.
This toy trend may have something to do with the popular poop emoji, which in the surprisingly successful Emoji Movie a few years ago was voiced by Sir Patrick Stewart.
It's showtime.
You are smooth.
Just doing my duty.
We're number two.
You can buy countless poop emoji toys for the special children in your life, and for the adults, poop emoji air freshener and poop emoji wine. More evidence of civilization's decline? Not for young Jack Reynolds in Denver. For him, poop emojis are a chance for ontological reflection.
I think poop emojis poop out poop emojis, and that poop emoji poops out that poop emoji. And it just keeps going on forever.
Even toys that poop, it seems, can be flush with meaning. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.